Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Hey loves, and welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care, the podcast where we explore new and innovative ways to nurture our mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, and I am so glad that you are here to join us today. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Y'all already know it goes up on a Tuesday. And if you're brand new here, I hope that you find some tips or information that you find helpful or beneficial, and you continue to join us each Tuesday. So today's episode is all about balancing life and self-care, a topic that resonates deeply with many of us, especially those who juggle multiple roles and responsibilities. We have an incredible guest joining us shortly. Her name is Myra, and she is a stay-at-home mom and a content creator who is going to share her journey and insights on how she maintains this balance. But before we dive into that conversation, let's talk about why self-care and balance are so crucial. Now, y'all know if you've been here from the beginning, that's all this podcast is about. That's what we talk about. Self-care, self-care, self-care. So it's nothing, you know, it's not a new topic that I'm introducing. I suppose it's more just different ways to introduce it, right? So balancing life and self-care can often feel like maybe walking on a tightrope. We have so many responsibilities pulling us in so many different directions, whether it's work, family, personal goals, anything. It can be very, very, very overwhelming at times. And self-care often ends up taking the backseat. So the goal is to have self-care either right there in the passenger seat with you or in the driver's seat. And I say either one of those because when you think about being real, right? Like, we just like to be real about things. When you think about being real, sometimes you can't or you won't be able to, or life just starts life in and you're not able to prioritize certain things maybe as much as you want to. But if you can at least have it right there beside you so you get like a little fraction or a little percentage of it, then that sometimes can be more beneficial than just not doing it at all. You know what I mean? So let me share a quick story with you guys. A few years ago, I was completely burnt out from trying to do it all. This is at the time when I was like a full-time content creator with TikTok and Instagram. I was a personal trainer, so I had clients coming in all the time. I was a stay-at-home mom and, you know, like housewife. So I had to take care of all those duties, right? At that time, I was excelling at the things I was doing, but neglecting my health and personal well-being. And it really wasn't until I reached a breaking point that I realized that something had to change. And that's when I really discovered the importance of self-care. And I say discover not to say that I didn't know about it, but I say discover as a term of like, that's when I decided to implement that. That's when I realized it's super important. I say it all the time, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. So just like a plant needs water to thrive, you need self-care to flourish. And when you prioritize your well-being, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges and support those who are around you. So I've said before, and I think I have an episode built around it, like you can't be the best version of yourself, right? You can't. You cannot be the best version of yourself and then try to show up for the people that you take care of or the people who's around you. You just can't, because you're giving them a version of yourself that perhaps they don't need. Perhaps it's not beneficial to them, but that is the version of you that you are giving to them. So in order for you to, you know, make sure that you're, let's say you're a parent, to make sure that you're the best parent you can possibly be, you have to be the best you that you can possibly be. And I've said that so many times in so many different episodes, and it doesn't change and it never will change. And today we're going to learn from our guest on how she manages to balance her demanding roles and still finds time for herself. Okay, so for what exactly is self-care? It's more than just pampering yourself, like I said earlier, although that's certainly a part of it. Self-care is about taking deliberate actions to care for your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Physical self-care might include activities like exercising, eating healthy, and getting enough sleep. Sleep sometimes is overrated. Sometimes people are underrated. Excuse me. Sometimes people will like go off for 4 hours. I know I've had my fair share. My husband's had his fair share, where we're just like moving off for 3 or 4 hours. But ultimately, that is not like the best case scenario, if that makes sense at all. Not even at all. When you're sleep deprived, you're tired, you're aggy, people start talking to you, you don't want to talk to them because you weren't well rested, you know? So sleep is very important. Mental self-care could be engaging in activities that stimulate your mind. Rather, it's like reading a book or solving puzzles or, you know, maybe even journaling sometimes, but sometimes that could go into emotional self-care. Maybe you're playing a game on your phone, or maybe you're moving things around in your home and you're just putting your mental into it, putting your mind into it so that it can be more stimulated. Drawing, things like that. Emotional self-care involves allowing yourself to feel and express emotions in a healthy way. In a healthy way. That is the emphasis on the healthy way. Because you can feel and express emotions in a very unhealthy way. And I would employ everybody to read Emotional Intelligence if you haven't read it already. But it's about expressing emotions in a healthy way, perhaps through journaling or talking to a friend. And then we have spiritual self-care. And spiritual self-care might be practices like meditation, prayer, or spending time in nature. I feel like when it comes to the spiritual aspect, everyone believes certain things, right? Everyone believes in something different. And rather you believe in the divine, the God, a higher power, or whatever, everyone has something different. So I feel like that when it comes to the spiritual sense of self-care, it's how it relates to you. It's what makes you feel good, okay? But remember, self-care is giving the world the best of you instead of what's left of you. And when you make self-care a priority, you're not only improving your own well-being, but you're also setting a positive example for those who are around you. So in a moment, we're going to bring in our guest, Myra, to hear her thoughts and her experiences on this important topic. I definitely think that you guys are going to learn so much about her. I like the fact that she's pretty real about things. It's not about just coming in and making things look pretty. Like, no, like, we don't do that. We don't talk about that. Realistic expectations, okay?
So Myra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So could you just start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself and just your journey as a stay-at-home mom and content creator?
Yeah, so I'm 32, got 1, 2, 3 kids under the age of 7. I've been a stay-at-home mom for like, I don't know, maybe like the past 5 years now.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's dedication. Okay. So let's just dive into like your daily life. So can you describe a typical day for you? Like what are the most demanding aspects of being both a stay-at-home mom and a content creator? Because I've noticed that you've been putting things out there more too. So I imagine that your daily life has to be a little hectic.
Yeah, definitely. I always forget to hit record. There's a lot of stuff that I always forget to just record. But just probably just because I get lost in the shuffle of like everyday things that, you know, I just forget. But yeah, I mean, and once I wake up, it's like the kid, they have like spidey senses or something, but because as soon as I wake up, it's like, boom, like 1, 2, 3, everybody's waking up. So, you know, I wake up with them and I go to bed with them.
Okay.
And, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you say is like the biggest, if you could say, like the biggest stressors that you face on a daily basis?
I would say the biggest stressors would be, you know, sometimes I feel like I get burnt out just by the days, the weeks. And sometimes my patience just literally goes out the window. And it's like, I can't gentle parent as well some days.
Yeah. I think that's like a super challenge, I think, especially for like millennials. Like,
yes,
you know, it goes from a very calm voice to then start talking a little bit more like this. And then yeah. It's like the, all of a sudden it's like the way our parents raised us. But so with those like stressors that you have, especially like with burnout, with this being like a self-care podcast, that's what we're always focused on. How do you feel like those stressors like impact your mental and physical health?
I would say it impacts me because sometimes it's hard to take time for yourself, definitely, because you have so many things on your plate. And then it's like hard to prioritize yourself because you're so worried about taking care of everybody else that like prioritizing yourself is sometimes like not even on the list.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you brought up prioritizing because that actually goes into the next thing that I was going to ask you about, time management. Just like time management is crucial for anyone, right? But especially someone who's juggling multiple roles like yourself. So how do you manage your time effectively between your family responsibilities and then also having that responsibility again as like a content creator? How do you, you know, how do you manage your time effectively with that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a schedule as far as like the things that I should be doing throughout the day with the kids, just to make sure that they're not in front of the TV all day or anything like that. But, you know, even just going to the party is like so much extra time to give to them that I enjoy. But it's like, you know, you do all these things for them and it's like they still want more and more and more, more of your time. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. So, you know, I do give that time to them because I do stay at home with them, so I want them to be able to experience and do things. But as far as like myself, I couldn't tell you that there's like a specific time for myself to like prioritize like self-care. Sometimes I have to either wake up super super early or go to bed super 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 late once they're down to be able to, you know, sometimes even to take a shower or like, you know, maybe just be on my phone or watch a movie because it's all about them like throughout the day basically. So, you know, just finding little things here and there, even if I do have to like, you know, wake up early or go to bed late, or even during their nap time when I could be napping, just to, you know, do little things for myself. And then every day is not the same, you know, even with them, like some days are easier than others for sure.
Okay. So I'm glad again, like you're hitting some of the main points that I wanted to get at. So because my next question was going to be, do you have any tips for ensuring like your own personal time is prioritized? But I feel like that you almost making like the sacrifice to get up earlier, stay up later, like that is where it seems like you are able to prioritize the time for yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So talking about self-care and how much it's like an important aspect of maintaining balance, what do you feel like, if you have tried or if you've been considering or seen anyone else, like what self-care practices do you want to or do you do now incorporate into your daily routine? And if you have done any of them, do you notice that they actually benefit you?
Yeah, I mean, even the fact, I know before, like, I wouldn't prioritize, like, self-care. Even, like, taking a shower, I'd be like, I'm going to bed, like, but I kind of not let myself go, but, like, I definitely was just like, I'm going to bed too, like,
yeah.
I'm out, you know, but I definitely see, like, a lot of people now, like, more so, like, on TikTok or Instagram, like, even if they are tired, you know, I kind of see, like, hey, like, just spend the extra 10 minutes in the shower or whatever, like, because I would, like, rush, get in the shower and be out, like, yeah, so I just spent the extra time to, you know, relax, because I saw that a lot of people did benefit from, like, kind of doing those things for themselves, and, or even in the morning, like, you know, just to do my makeup, even though I'm going to be at home, it just gives me a sense of, okay, like, I'm physically, like, this makes me happy, like, I want to, like, do my makeup or whatever, and that kind of gives me a different perspective of, like, kind of, like, how my day goes, just because I'm doing little things here and there for myself, versus just, you know, rolling out of bed and making pancakes.
Yeah. So you feel like you can tell a difference between yourself when you, like, how you start your day.
Okay.
Like, you can tell how it affects the rest of your day and your mood and everything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's big too, definitely. Because I know that there's, like, this saying that I heard one time back when I used to watch, like, reality TV. And this one particular person was like, when you look good, you feel good.
And yeah.
I still think that is, like, that's actually really important. I think that's, like, major with, like, self-care, especially when you're, like you said, like, really giving all of your time and everything to, like, your little people and your family and your loved ones, right? It's not like a job that you can, like, walk away from. It's
right.
Like, you're just there and you have to show up the best as you can. So that's really, I like that you said that. Y'all take notes on that. It's the way you start your day, period. So with that being said, like, as far as, like, starting your day and then, you know, looking or finding that inspiration, like, online from other people who are going through the same things. I would feel like that it's kind of like support systems, right? Whether it's directly or indirectly, and knowing that support systems can make a huge difference. So outside of maybe other content creators, is there anyone in your life who are, like, your biggest supporters or anybody who also that helps you at all?
Yeah, I mean, probably, like, my mom, just because I think she's been through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom, my sister-in-law, just because I feel like they're in the same boat, you know? So anytime I call them or, you know, I'll be like, hey, this is what's going on, like, they're like, yeah, I mean, you know, they already understand that. And... Yeah.
I think it's good to find somebody that can relate to it because they understand exactly what you're going through, like you said.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So what would you say to, like, the people who are out there right now who rather, you know, it's just like a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home wife or just staying home, period, taking care of things? What advice would you give them when it comes to... you know, like, making sure that they put themselves first?
I guess my first tip would be don't lose yourself in, you know, the shuffle of every day. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it really is maybe, like, 5 minutes just to get yourself ready in the morning. And even at the end of the day, or, you know, just little things throughout the day, just find something that makes you happy. What did they like to, that fills your cup, because you can't pour from an empty cup. You know, you give all day, literally. So it's so important to, like, you know, give to yourself, even if it's like, you know, taking a longer shower. You know, that would be, like, my biggest thing, because once these kids start popping out, it's just, you know, it's all about them. It's literally all about them. I would say that's my number one thing. It's do not lose yourself in motherhood, because you definitely are so much more than just, you know, the kid's mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's, I think that's big. We preach that a lot here. Like, you're only going to get the version that you allow yourself to give them. So if you're depleted, then you're going to be giving them the depleted version. I know a lot of moms definitely want to show up, be able to show up for their kids. But I guess you got to like pause and consider in what way you're showing up for them.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't pour from an empty cup. I like that. That's going to be our quote for this episode. Don't pour from an empty cup, for sure. Now, do you have any other resources like books or like podcasts to listen to or other any type of material at all that that you would recommend anybody for balancing life and self-care?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I watch a lot of TikTok, but it's because there's so many people on there that are kind of going through the same thing as me. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier to kind of be like, okay, like my life is not like that, but it's still good. You know what I mean? It's not picture perfect, like how some people try to make it seem. Mm-hmm. And there is one book that I'm reading. It's called Raising Mentally Strong Kids. It's an audiobook that I have, because sometimes I can't sit down and read an actual book, but audiobooks are my friend. That's one book that I'm reading. And I kind of started reading it, you know, just to make sure that I guess the kids were getting everything that they needed from me. But internally, it was like more for me to kind of be like, okay, I didn't have this growing up. Maybe you know, like self-reflection kind of. But it's definitely a great book for the kids and for yourself, because it kind of makes you question, like, okay, this is the way that I grew up. Maybe this is the way that I'm giving off, you know, certain things to the kids. So that's definitely helped me.
That's good. I never heard of that book. I'm looking to that one myself. I want to just stop for a second. You said that he was like, you like to sit down and read, but you don't have the time to do so, so you do an audiobook. But I want to stop and say that that also is a form of self-care, because you're making sure that you make time to do the thing that you actually like, even if you're
Served
or monitored. So that sounds like that you have little things about the day that you implement. It's not just like early mornings or late nights. Like, you find a way to get it in throughout the day.
Yeah. So yeah, I definitely try to, yeah. Even though there's like kids screaming in the background, I'm trying.
You just go see a little happy place mentally, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that's great, Myra. I think that the things that you have shared on here really looks at things from an authentic view. And that's what's most important about like letting people know that like shit is real. Like, it's not all, you know, like what do they do, like the social media versus reality, like it's just what it is. And so I do appreciate that, because we're not all rainbows and butterflies over here. Like, we know that life be life and shit gets real. And I appreciate your approach with coming with realness and let people know like this shit's hard, but you know what, you still do what you can to carve a way out for yourself, and that's what's important. So I really do appreciate that. But we talked about your daily challenges. We talked about the importance of your time management, creating personal time, your self-care routines, any support systems. And I think that ultimately, like I said, your journey, or I say sometimes journeys turn into missions. It's not even journeys anymore. But I think that your journey is really inspiring to people, to let people know that even if you're not at 100%, but you can give that 20, 30, 40, 50%, like that's, you know, like that's enough. I think that also people are so worried about things being in like this perfectionist state that they don't stop and consider that the small steps matter. And so I appreciate you letting them know that the small steps indeed matter, no matter how small. So thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any other last words or anything that you want to leave them with?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything. Just thanks for having me on your podcast. Thanks for the questions. Yeah, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Can't wait to check back in a year from now and see what's changed. Excellent. All right, Myra, take care. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
So that was Myra. I really appreciate you, Myra, for sharing your insights and your experiences with us. I do believe that myself and those who were listening will definitely find your advice incredibly helpful and reassuring, just like I told you earlier. Balance isn't something that you find, it is something that you create. And I think it's so fantastic, just to like edify again, I think it's so fantastic that she provided like this version that's like real, right? Because sometimes you don't have it all together and you do like a 1% or 2% or even like 0.5%, and it's not about how much you're doing it, it's about that you're actually finding a way to get it done. And I felt like it's important to, you know, have other people come in here and talk about how, you know, sometimes things are great, sometimes things are not. But either way, we're going to make the best of it and it's going to be okay. So I hope that you guys really did find the things that she said beneficial, because I definitely did. Really listening to her got me thinking about my own balance between life and self-care. And one of the key takeaways for me is that is the importance of carving out personal time. And with that, sometimes it is something that I struggle with, but I definitely appreciate the ideas that she gave to try. I know like once upon a time ago, I would like always spend that time with myself, like period. Like rather to go and get my nails done, taking myself out to lunch or something of that nature, just to spend some time with me. But I have found that over the course of time, I did I just put myself to the side. I really did, especially when it came like to work, like getting like this job with the state and, you know, going from being at home all the time to actually going to a certain place, like I had to find ways to change things around, you know? And then with me starting school, it's like more and more time that I don't have for myself. And so I'm definitely gonna give some of those tips that she gave. Like, I'm gonna try it out and see what happens, you know? But I do want you guys to really just remember that small, consistent actions lead to big, lasting changes. It's about making those intentional choices every day to prioritize our well-being. And I encourage all of you to reflect on what you've learned today and think about how you can apply these insights, you know, to your own life, because you have to do that for yourself. You have to take the time out for yourself. I know last week we were talking about, you know, releasing control of things, releasing the fear, and just getting at it and doing what's best for you. And even though, you know, with the podcast, everything I talk about has to be about like self-care. It's about taking care of yourself, your mind, body, spirit, soul, everything in between. Sometimes it really does go out the window, and it's okay if you slip off, as long as you realize that you slipped off and then bring yourself back again, right? Because it's the small little steps that matter. Small victories, small wins. And I think there was like an episode based off of celebrating the small wins, because those matter. Those things matter too, you know? Those things matter too. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on, you know, today's episode with Myra and what resonated with you. And maybe if you have your own like tips or stories about balancing life and self-care, definitely want you to share your thoughts with us on social media, or you could drop us an email, because I definitely want to hear that. Okay, now before we wrap up, I do want to go over like a quote that I had in mind, and that one is, balancing life and self-care is not about perfection. It's about making small intentional choices every day that honor your well-being and celebrate your journey. Sometimes a lot of us don't necessarily take care of ourselves because we don't even know ourselves. And I want to really emphasize, and I actually think that's what the next week's topic is going to be about, on, you know, finding out who you are. And when I say who you are, I don't mean your name. Like, your name is just a part of who you are, but it is not you. It is not your essence. It's not your character. It is your name. And although I believe that names hold power, I teach that to my kids all the time. Names hold power, yes. But it's about who you are that resonates with that power, right? So if you're naming strength, right, is that emotional strength? Is that physical strength? Is that mental strength? Through knowing who you are, you're able to understand okay? But I think that it's important to emphasize who you are, because sometimes we get caught up on, you know, who we think we're supposed to be based off of what people tell us, or we're looking at the circumstances of our life and saying, oh, this is us, and that is not the case. And I feel like at sometimes it's hard for people to, you know, maybe take on the role of self-care, because you don't necessarily care for yourself because you don't know who you are. And I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my head, and so I'm saying it out loud. But you have to know who you are, because then that's when you start gathering that self-worth or understanding, having that self-concept in mind, to where you can start wanting to take care of yourself. Because if you're, again, unsure of who you are and what you stand for, and you're just, you know, following everybody else as a belt, you're kind of cheating yourself and robbing yourself, and you're not taking care of yourself. You're taking care of this false persona, or like this shadow side of yourself, and not who you actually are. So be sure that you take that time out to identify, you know, like, who am I? Who am I? What do I like? What am I about? What do I stand for? What are my values? And I've spoke about that before, having values. But, you know, like, really identify who you are and why you are, if that makes sense. Because I think that that's going to allow you to hold some weight up to how you take care of yourself. Because if you know, like, if you know that you're just that person, like, everyone has like this image in mind of how they want themselves to be, right? Or, and if you don't, you should have one. But you have like this idea of how you want yourself to be. And if you know, like, I can use myself for example. If I know, like, I'm a person who is really into fitness. I like taking care of my body. I like to look good, like, period. Maybe that's a Taurus in me. I don't know, but I like to look good, because when I look good, I do feel good. And knowing that I like to look good, I know that that means physically I have to do a lot. I have to eat healthy, which is hard as a Taurus, but, you know, we're doing it. I have to work out. I know that I have to do those things on a physical level, because I feel good when I look good. And I know that that also couples in with the mental. I know I have to build up that emotional strength, being able to get shit done. Like, I have to have that in mind. But if I didn't know that I like when I look good, then I wouldn't care about what I do. And I can always tell when I'm out of alignment, because I let myself go. I don't care about what I'm putting in my body. I'm not even moving my body. There is no consistency. And that's when I realize, ooh, girl, you out of alignment. You got to get right back in alignment. So the beauty about knowing who you are and what you stand for is that if once upon a time you do fall off, or once upon a time you do step out of alignment, you are able to tell. You're able to see that. But if you do not know yourself, then you wouldn't even be able to tell that you're out of alignment. You just be, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. So that's like an important, one of the important things about knowing yourself and how that can relate to self-care. But like I said, I feel like that's going to be more in next week's episode, because that will be a really great topic to touch on now I think about it. Yeah, I like that. So yes, I hope that you guys did learn something today. We're definitely going to continue to dive into topics like this and a lot more, because I want you guys to really strive to become the best version of yourself. You owe it to yourself to be that. You owe it to yourself to be that. And you owe it to yourself to be that. Remember, you are your longest commitment. You are your longest commitment. And so making sure that you take the steps necessary to be who you are meant to be and to be the happy or healthy version of yourself is really important. It's not just stuff that we say because it sounds good. It's stuff that we say because we do it, because we know what it feels like. And those things matter. Those things matter. And so I think that I keep bringing it up because it really was like my best my favorite part of this show, but like the small things count, guys, and you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be like, oh, my self-care is up to par. I wake up at 5 a.m. and I meditate from 5 to 6 a.m. or, you know, like this, that, and the third. No, it's like, it doesn't have to be all of that. It just has to be something. And if you are already on that level, fantastic. You are doing amazing things. But don't get caught up in what you see on social media or what you hear other people saying or doing. And then you're thinking like, oh my gosh, my life is so out of order because I'm not there myself. Because now you're comparing yourself, and that's totally opposite of what we're going for. Do you know what I mean? So remember, the small things add up, and celebrate each step that you take to thriving in your self-care. But make sure you actually are doing something to thrive in your self-care. You just can't be like, oh, well, life is life, and so I can't do that, because then that's an excuse. It becomes an excuse at that point, you know? And we don't do excuses, period. Like, we don't do none of that. There's no reason why you can't take at least 30 seconds to yourself in a 24-hour day. There's really no excuse. So make sure you do that. All right. So thank you once again to Myra for joining us today and for all of your heartfelt contributions and your realness, because people need real shit. Like they do. And so I do appreciate you once again for that. And I want to thank my listeners for tuning into Neo Self-Care. I do want you to remember once again that you are your longest commitment. You prioritize yourself. Take care of yourself first, and everything else will fall into place. Remember today's quote: balancing life and self-care is not about perfection. It's about making small, intentional choices every day that honor your well-being and celebrate your journey. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we will see you guys again next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all, because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love, and remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you, stay Neo. See you next time.